goddamn thing. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, my friend, I am a supporter of the gay community. I wore a red ribbon to the Emmys.
What does that mean?
I have been to several Elton John concerts.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Elton John is a gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Jeff.
Changed up the music on you, boy.
I saw you sitting in the rain.
This is Scott Thompson saying Don and Mike are a gay.
Gay, 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 gay.
They haven't killed anybody yet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I know somebody who liked this song. How would they hide a Buzz Burbank? Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
You do like this one, don't you, Buzz?
I was thinking about this song.
Hey, good. So was I.
What do you think, a top or a bottom? While you were thinking about it. Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, boy.
I didn't know the N-word was a bad word.
No, I didn't understand that at all. I thought I was cool enough to use it on a regular basis.
Where will you be buried?
I'm going to be buried in a slave cemetery.
I'm going to kill myself so that everyone will accept my apology.
Oh, I tell you, there's nothing worse than a redneck who thinks he's smarter than he is.
All right, here's Craig from today, from USA Today.
Oh, good.
November, what's today, 6th?
7th today.
November 7th. My apologies from the pages of USA Today. The final word. Hi, Craig Wilson.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
The Halloween basket that wouldn't die, boy.
Halloween was a week ago. But it lingers on at our house in the form of a basket filled with leftover candy. It sits right there on the kitchen counter, screaming out my name.
Reese's peanut butter cup, Tootsie Roll lollipop, many Oreo cookies, fun size.
As we all know, this is not a fun size at all. Each package has but a few small Oreo cookies in it. I know because I'm counting them right now.
Sounds like you could have written this based on the first hour of the show today. Like, really?
Absolutely.
Actually, boy, I've eaten at least 15 bags this week. It takes about 2 bags or 14 minis to make up a real Oreo. A lot of work for one cookie, boy.
Are you sure, Mike O'Mara, I didn't write this?
What fun is that?
Oh.
You win. My partner, Jack, has no trouble with this basket of treats and does not call his name. He's walked by it for 7 days now, and not once has his hand reached in. Obviously, boy, he's missing some human gene.
Or maybe the good nuns who taught him years ago in elementary school still have some influence over him.
They had to have kicked his ass out of Catholic school. Hold on, I just read the next line for me. My hand, however, is another story. I have no nuns whispering to me from the past, boy.
I'm not alone in my predicament. I know. My friend Dan confessed the other day that if there is food in front of him, sweets especially, he eats it. Doesn't matter if he's hungry or not. It's there to be consumed.
Why else would people be spending all their time making this stuff? Like the mound that needs to be climbed just because it's there. Because chocolate brownies need to be eaten just because it's there.
I was in a meeting the other day to which someone kindly brought what appeared to be the largest box ever of Krispy Kreme donuts.
Of course, because those donuts don't look too gay, do they? You know what I mean. It covered most of the conference table. He didn't bring them to be looked at. He brought them to be eaten, boy.
Since I was with a dozen other people, I had only one. Okay. Two. I showed admirable restraint
despite the fact that they were the sugar equivalent of those sirens and sea nymphs of Greek mythology.
Hold on. Greek mythology, guess what, too? Uh-huh.
Who lured sailors onto the rocks with their songs. Oh, yeah.
Craig! And there's exclamation points after both of them. Craig! Over here! Come over here, boy!
If I had been alone in that room with that box of donuts, boy.
Maple glazed, no less.
I fear I would have eaten them all and enjoyed every last one.
Hold on, you win.
Licking my fingers with delight at the end.
Wow. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Where is my restraint, you ask? Have I no discipline?
How rude of you to ask.
Of course I don't.
Years ago, boy, I wrote about the need to eat everything during the holidays. Since it was the holidays. That eggnog and those Christmas cookies and the pumpkin pie. We're going to be gone long come January 1st. So eat up.
I think we should take that attitude with those Halloween leftovers that are calling out to you right now.
I got the best line again. Eat them. Eat them all. Halloween the whole year away.
Yay! The final word.
Craig Wilson.
There is.
Lovely.
That was filled with chocolatey goodness.
Oh, fantastic.
Jesus Christ. My partner, Jack.
Uh-huh. My friend, Dan.
Don't forget, they went to elementary school with nuns.
The sugar equivalent of those sirens and sea nymphs of Greek mythology.
Greek mythology. The donuts that were dripped in maple
glaze.
Glazing, mm-hmm. And licking his fingers with delight at the end.
Where's my restraint, boy?
That's a good one. Sure is. I like that a lot.
And the thing is, you were almost saying the same thing in the first hour of the show today.
Well, I've always found that I have similarities between Craig's columns and my actual life stories. I just don't put pen to paper like he does.
Who does?
The final word by Mike O'Mara.
I'll tell you, I was upstairs eating my snackables.
My partner, Carla, has no problem with this basket of treats.
However, when she went to bed, there I was, licking my fingers. Yes, 14 minis to make up a real Oreo.
Craig Wilson has a point there. I have to agree with him. 100%.
A serious point.
Absolutely. Yep, I mean, really, I think that whole bag
amounts to one. That bag of snackables amounts to one peanut butter cup.
You know who else makes a lot of sense?
Who?
Oh, hold on. We don't have the
tape. Oh.
What happened to those Dog the Bounty Hunter tapes?
Well, we needed the CD players.
Oh, I see. We just thought we don't have enough inputs.
They've been archived.
That's right, Tucker.
Isn't that the story of your life, Buzz?
Which one?
Not enough inputs.
That's true.
Not enough inputs.
That's
true. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
It's a little time.
Well, stand by for the news there, boy.
Yeah.
Delightful.
I didn't even know that that was a bad word, Dan Moore.
And I want to know, who's my friend Dan?
You miss him?
I want to be buried with the slaves.
Yes, Ray.
I'm done now. We've turned Dog the Bounty Hunter gay.
I bet he'd rather be buried with Dan.
Anybody can.
I didn't know that that was a bad word. Tucker?
You've got to break up with her, Tucker, or we can't use the word.
Buzz?
Yes.
Stand by.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.